Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware, U.S. Says Quad is committed for free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. PM Modi holds talks with U.S. President Joe Biden and Prime Ministers of Japan and Australia. India pledges 40 million doses of cancer vaccine for Indo-Pacific nations under Gavi and Quad initiatives. Counting of votes for presidential elections underway in Sri Lanka. NPP leader Anuradha Kumar Dissanayake takes lead over other candidates in postal ballots. India defeat top seed USA in penultimate round of Chess Olympiad in Budapest, Hungary. And in cricket, India needs 6 more wickets to secure victory over Bangladesh in first test in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Quad is committed for a free, open, inclusive and a prosperous Indo-Pacific. In his opening remarks at the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware, U.S., the Prime Minister stressed that Quad is here to stay, to assist, to partner and to complement. Mr. Modi added that the Quad Summit is taking place at a time when the world is surrounded by tensions and conflict and the Quad countries working together on the basis of shared democratic values is very important for entire humanity.
हमारी बैठक ऐसे समय हो रही है जब विश्व तनावों और संघर्षों से घिरा हुआ है. ऐसे में साझा डेमोक्रेटिक वैल्यूज के आधार पर क्वाड का मिलकर साथ चलना पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है. हम किसी के खिलाफ नहीं है. हम सभी एक रूल्स बेस्ड इंटरनेशनल ऑर्डर, संप्रभुता और क्षेत्रीय अखंडता के सम्मान और सभी मसलों के शांतिपूर्ण ढंग से हल निकालने का समर्थन करते हैं.
The Prime Minister stressed that the grouping is not against anyone and supports a rules-based international order, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, and peaceful resolution of all issues. He said that free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific is a shared priority and a shared commitment of Quad countries.
मेरे तीसरे कार्यकाल के शुरुआत में ही क्वाड समिट में मित्रों के साथ भाग लेते हुए मुझे बहुत खुशी हो रही है. क्वाड की 20वीं वर्षगांठ को मनाने के लिए राष्ट्रपति बाइडेन ने अपने शहर विल्मिंगटन से बेहतर जगह नहीं हो सकती. एमट्रैक जो के रूप में आप जिस प्रकार से इस शहर और डेलावेयर से जुड़े रहे, कुछ वैसा ही रिश्ता आपका क्वाड से भी रहा है. आपके नेतृत्व में 2021 में पहली समिट का आयोजन किया गया और इतने कम समय में हमने अपने सहयोग को हर दिशा में अभूतपूर्व तरीके से बढ़ाया है.
The Prime Minister said that together, Quad countries have taken many positive and inclusive initiatives in areas like health, security, critical and emerging technologies, climate change and capacity building.
फ्री, ओपन, इंक्लूसिव और प्रॉस्परस इंडो पैसिफिक हमारी साझा प्राथमिकता और साझा प्रतिबद्धता है. हमने मिलकर हेल्थ, सिक्योरिटी, क्रिटिकल एंड इमर्जिंग टेक्नोलॉजी, क्लाइमेट चेंज, कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग जैसे क्षेत्रों में कई सकारात्मक और समावेशी इनिशिएटिव लिए हैं.
Mr. Modi further expressed his happiness in organizing the Quad Leaders Summit in India in 2025. Before taking part in the Quad Summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with U.S. President Joe Biden in Delaware, U.S. last night. In a special gesture, the U.S. President hosted Mr. Modi at his residence at Greenville in Delaware. The meeting between the two leaders lasted for an hour. The two leaders identified new pathways to further deepen India-U.S. comprehensive global strategic partnership. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the talks were extremely fruitful. He thanked the U.S. President for hosting him at his residence. The discussions focused on ways to further deepen the India-United States bilateral partnership in areas of mutual interest. The leaders exchanged views on global and regional issues, including the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. In a social media post, President Biden said, "The United States partnership with India is stronger, closer, and more dynamic than any time in history." Prime Minister Modi met his Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida on the sidelines of the Quad Summit and exchanged views to deepen bilateral cooperation further. Mr. Modi and Mr. Kishida reviewed the India-Japan relationship and talked about ways to expand the bilateral relations. Mr. Modi also held talks with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership for mutual benefit as well as for peace, stability and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region. Australian PM Albanese said it was great to talk to Prime Minister Modi and discuss ways to strengthen India-Australia partnership. Prime Minister Modi will address a gathering of the Indian community in New York today. Mr. Modi will also be interacting with CEOs of leading US-based companies to foster greater collaborations between the two countries in the area of cutting-edge technology. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will contribute 40 million vaccine doses for Indo-Pacific countries under GAVI, the Vaccine Alliance, and Quad initiatives. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Cancer Moonshot event on the sidelines of the Quad Summit. The initiative aims at implementation of innovative strategies to prevent, detect and treat cancer. PM Modi thanked President Biden for organizing this event and stated that it reflects the shared determination of the Quad countries to provide affordable, accessible and quality health care. The Prime Minister mentioned that during the COVID pandemic, the group had taken the Quad vaccine initiative for the Indo-Pacific and expressed happiness that now the group has decided to jointly tackle challenges like cervical cancer.
मुझे खुशी है कि इंडो-पैसिफिक देशों के लिए गावी और क्वाड की पहलों के अंतर्गत भारत से 40 मिलियन वैक्सीन डोसेज का योगदान दिया जाएगा। ये 40 मिलियन वैक्सीन डोसेज करोड़ों लोगों के जीवन में आशा की किरणें बनेगी।
Reiterating that the Quad remains to be a force for global good, the Quad leaders made a number of announcements to address the development priorities of the Indo-Pacific region and of the global community as a whole. These include Quad Cancer Moonshot, a groundbreaking partnership to save lives in the Indo-Pacific region by combating cervical cancer, and Maritime Initiative for Training in the Indo-Pacific, or METRI, to enable Indo-Pacific partners to maximize tools provided through IPMDA or Indo-Pacific Partnership for Maritime Domain Awareness. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. The Modi 3.0 government has completed its first 100 days after coming to power for a historic third term. During this period, the government launched projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees with a focus on infrastructure, social welfare, farmers, middle class, women and the youth. The government took several steps for social welfare. More details from our correspondent.
Guided by the principle of Antyodaya, the Narendra Modi government is working towards empowering poor, marginalized and those left behind. Government has launched Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan to improve socio-economic conditions of 5 crore tribal people in 63,000 villages. Over 2,90,000 unique disability identity cards have been generated to access targeted benefits under government schemes. The National Action for Mechanized Sanitation Ecosystem Scheme has been expanded to include waste pickers, facilitating their social and economic empowerment. With Dipendra, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Government e-marketplace or GeM has reduced the transaction charges levied on sellers and service providers to foster ease of doing business and build a more inclusive economy. All orders valued up to 10 lakh rupees will now attract zero transaction charges as compared to the earlier order value ceiling of 5 lakh rupees. The orders above 10 lakh rupees and up to 10 crore rupees will be levied transaction charges worth 0.30% of the total order value. The second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held on the 25th of this month. 26 assembly segments will go to polls in this phase. Out of these, 11 seats are in three districts of Jammu Division. Thana Mandi Assembly constituency in Rajouri district is one of the seats that will go to polls in the second phase. Our Jammu correspondent takes a look at this assembly seat.
The Rajouri district has registered a total of 4,90,591 voters with 745 polling stations spread across the 5 assembly constituencies. The 87th Thanamandi assembly constituency is the largest assembly segment of the district. The constituency has got 1,22,744 electors and is part of Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary seat. To ensure thorough voter access, 190 polling stations have been established in the constituency, including one pink, one green, one youth, one PWD and one tribal polling station. Reflecting its importance in the district's electoral structure, 6 candidates are in the final electoral fray for election in 87 Thanamandi constituency, including 2 independent candidates. Jan Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
In Sri Lanka, counting of votes is underway for presidential elections. NPP leader Anuradha Kumarasamy has taken lead over other candidates in the postal ballots. As per the results announced by the Election Commission, the leftist leader has secured over 50% postal votes in 22 electoral districts. More from our correspondent.
Voting for the presidential elections in Sri Lanka concluded with a voter turnout of around 75%, where over 17 million electorate voted yesterday. Counting of postal ballots was finished earlier this morning, in which NPP leader Anuradha Kumarasamy secured over 50% vote. The Election Commission has said that efforts will be made to announce the final results later today. As a precautionary measure, the incumbent president Ranil Wickremesinghe had imposed an island-wide curfew from 10 p.m. last night to 6 a.m. today morning, which has been extended until 12 p.m. today. Ahmed Moeen Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
On to sports now. In the chess Olympiad, Inter defeated top seed USA in the penultimate round in Budapest, Hungary yesterday. In the open section, Gukesh ramped over world number 2 Fabiano Caruana, while Arjun outplayed Lenier Dominguez Perez, both with white pieces. The final round will begin at 2:30 p.m. IST today. In cricket, India needs 6 more wickets to secure victory in the first test match against Bangladesh at M. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will resume at 9:30 a.m. this morning. Earlier on day 3, Bangladesh were at 158 for the loss of 4 wickets in 37.2 overs when stumps were drawn yesterday evening. Najmul Hussain Shanto on 51 runs and Shakib Al Hasan on 5 runs were at the crease at close of play. Ravichandran Ashwin troubled the batters and bagged 3 wickets, while Jasprit Bumrah got 1 wicket. India declared their second innings on 287 for 4 after setting a massive total of 515 runs with the help of Shubman Gill and Rishabh Pant centuries, putting Indian team firmly in control of the first test against Bangladesh. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Vidarbha for the next 5 days and Chhattisgarh for the next 4 days. IMD added that isolated heavy rainfall is also expected over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 7 days and in Assam and Meghalaya from tomorrow to Friday and Bihar till Wednesday. It has also forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Marathwada for the next 2 days and Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa during the period from Tuesday to Friday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Saira. Aap Atishi takes oath as Delhi's chief minister, headlines Hindustan Times. Sunday Times writes, CM Atishi retains 13 ministries, Bharadwaj keeps 6 and gets 2 more. Delhis have widely noticed Prime Minister Modi's meeting with President Biden during the Quad summit. The Sunday Statesman quotes the Prime Minister in its headline, Quad working for peace in Indo-Pacific. Sunday Times carries a picture of President Biden leading PM Modi to his house for bilateral talks ahead of the Quad summit. The Daily headlines, hand in hand, Modi and Biden set tone for Quad. With economic future at stake, Lanka votes for new president, reports the Sunday Express. And finally, for lovers of Lata Thai, the Sunday Tribune pays a tribute to Lata Mangeshkar, whose 95th birth anniversary falls this week. Voice of India, 75-year career, 50,000 songs in 14 languages, however, cannot define the greatness of Lata Mangeshkar. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware, U.S., says Quad is committed for free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. PM Modi holds talks with U.S. President Joe Biden and Prime Ministers of Japan and Australia. India pledges 40 million doses of cancer vaccine for Indo-Pacific nations under Gavi and Quad initiatives. Counting of votes for presidential elections underway in Sri Lanka. NPP leader Anuradha Kumarasamy takes lead over other candidates in postal ballots. India defeat top seed USA in penultimate round of chess Olympiad in Budapest, Hungary. And in cricket, India needs 6 more wickets to secure victory over Bangladesh in first test in Chennai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.